identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
In the end, I don't know.
80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. Happy Friday. We are finishing up the workday. Thanks for being here wherever you happen to be throughout the Chippewa Valley. It's Aaron with EMF. Unbelievable.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee. This is 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. A bit of a border battle tonight as the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Timberwolves in a late-night showdown from the Twin Cities. Tonight, tip-off at 9 o'clock. Bucks hoping to get things back on track.
Keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't know how.
Y'all don't want to hear me, you just want to dance.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Just a part of me, I can't.
Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW. Finishing up the workday. My name is Aaron. With you every weekday afternoon, 1 until 3 o'clock. And Mike McKay back every morning right here on CFW between 6 and 10 a.m.
CFW. Remember this one?
Tail in the air. Style. class and I got cat style.
Quick shout out to our friends listening at Prestige Kia. Thanks for keeping us on. We're 105.7 CFW.
How many times have you been at work listening to some local radio station and you
nod off?
Could be dangerous. Could even get you fired.
Wait, what happened?
Well, have we got the solution for you? We designed 105.7 CFW so you can listen to it all day long. This is the Valley's fun music, and that means no falling asleep.
Wake up.
Toss that other station on the finished pile and plan to spend your workday with us instead. 105.7 CFW.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you have cabin fever, Crafty may be good for what ails you. 29 Pines Hotel and Convention Center in Eau Claire is hosting nonstop crafting classes and a whole lot of laughing and relaxing March 1st through the 3rd. Oh, and did I mention door prizes? Yell it with me. Bingo! It's friendly competition at the Knights of Columbus on Pump House Road in Chippewa Falls. Doors at 4, bingo at 7 every Friday through the end of May. Food and fun, too. If you're under 18, you can still play if you are with an adult. La la la, get your voice ready to sing. Read poetry, provide some comedy for Open Mic Tuesday at The Plus on Barstow Street in Eau Claire. Free, open to all ages and talents. Stop in any Tuesday night from 7 to 10. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Lake Haley woman has entered a plea of not guilty due to mental disease or defect to attempted homicide charges. Laura Fiala is accused of stabbing a 56-year-old man around 15 times on Christmas Eve. Officers reportedly arrived at the scene to find the man covered in blood in the bathtub at the home before taking him to the hospital. Fiala allegedly refused to comply with orders from the officers to get on the ground, and they were forced to pull their tasers on her. Fiala is due back in court for a hearing on April 23rd. Two people have been arrested following a pursuit on Interstate 94. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, the suspect allegedly tried to use an altered check at a bank in Menominee but was denied, and bank employees contacted the police. Officers with the Menominee Police Department saw his vehicle on Highway 12 and tried to pull him over before he fled onto I-94 West. Authorities reportedly used spike strips to stop the vehicle and arrested two of the four people that were in the car. The chase caused a lane closure on I-94 for about an hour. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today have already been hit as a cold front slides through the state. We'll see more clouds than sun and spotty snow showers, which could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch on grassy areas. And temperatures tonight crash cold alongside blustery winds. It's 33 at our studios.
1057 CFW.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
'90s and more. 105.7 CFW, getting closer to the weekend. It's Aaron. Today happens to be National Banana Bread Day today, and I can't help but think about the way my grandma used to make banana bread, especially like this time of the year. She was always baking something, and apparently I didn't take the lessons real well growing up because I could barely do like a frozen TV dinner. I know, you can't judge. Come on.
Thank you. Valley's fun music station for the workday, 105.7 CFW.